This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Envoy for North Korea, Stephen Biegun, says the Trump administration is ready to resume stalled negotiations over North Korea's nuclear program. Speaking Wednesday in Seoul, where he was meeting with South Korean officials, Biegun said the United States is prepared to engage as soon as we hear from their counterparts in North Korea. President Trump wrote on Twitter early this month that he had received a letter from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un expressing a desire to meet and start talks. That's the conclusion of the U.S.-South Korean joint military exercises, which ended on Tuesday. North Korea considers the exercises a threat to its existence, and since late last month, it carried out 6 short-range ballistic missile tests that Kim said were in response to the drills. Australians are reacting to the announcement that an appeals court in Melbourne Wednesday upheld convictions against Cardinal George Pell, the most senior Catholic to be found guilty of sexually abusing children.
Something's happened to him, and I think that's a good thing, because if he's found guilty, he's guilty. And this is what all of us survivors have been doing. We've been waiting for this moment to come.
It's just a wonderful, wonderful day for survivors, for victims. I think it sends a message that justice will be served, no matter how high you are or how old you are or, you know, what your job is.
The abuse occurred months after Pell became Archbishop of Australia's second largest city more than 2 decades ago. Pell's lawyers are expected to appeal the decision in the High Court, Australia's final arbiter. Pell was ordered to serve a minimum of 3 years and 8 months before he is eligible for parole. The Vatican is conducting its own investigation into the sex abuse allegations against Pell and is expected to comment on the court's ruling later Wednesday. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.